From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. We don't often turn the spotlight on ourselves, but the last 4 months at WBHM have been unlike any other in the station's history. Like many organizations, most staff have been working remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the station has not been immune from the outbreak's financial impacts either. Tomorrow, WBHM will hold a one-day fund drive. With that in mind, we thought we'd get something of a state of the station check-in with WBHM's executive director, Chuck Holmes. He joins me now. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, for those who are unfamiliar with public radio, much of our funding comes from listener contributions. There are also the business sponsorships. We hear those messages on the air. What does the financial picture look like at WBHM in this world of COVID-19?
WBHM, you know, like a lot of nonprofits and businesses, we are feeling the pinch. The recession caused by the pandemic has hurt a lot of businesses. We depend on corporate underwriting for part of our revenue, and of course, membership. People are hurting and feeling pain out there, and we're seeing some decline in membership as well. The big issue for us was we canceled our planned pledge drive in April. And we did that because, one, we wanted to keep bringing people the news that they needed to have, and two, when we do these week-long, eight-day-long pledge drives, as you know, Andrew, it involves a lot of people. We just felt we couldn't do that in terms of the pandemic, the health risks involved.
We've seen NPR has announced furloughs for their staff. We've seen some other public radio stations have cut staff. If we had to cut or furlough anyone here?
We have had to furlough staff, and we have open positions that we have not filled. Not having that drive in April has deprived our budget of a fair amount of revenue. About half of our revenues come from membership. And as I say, some other revenue sources we're watching carefully. As businesses and individuals are affected, we're affected as well.
Well, you mentioned we didn't have that spring drive. We're doing a one-day drive instead. That's tomorrow. Why this decision to try to do it all in one day?
One day. So, you know, we're really kind of taking our cue from some other public radio stations out there who have done this and done it successfully. One day primarily because we want to limit the amount of time we're on the air asking people for money. You know, we're living in such extraordinary times of the pandemic and a recession and all that's gone on since the death of George Floyd and the reckoning with racial injustice in America. It's an election year, let's not forget. There's just so much news out there, and we felt like if we could try and do it in one day and appeal to people to step up and support a public radio station that they love, let's see if we can do it. We're kind of in a race to finish our fiscal year, which ends September 30th, and we want to try and do it with a balanced budget. So that's really what kind of led to this decision.
Is there a goal? What do we hope to raise?
I will tell you that based on our current budget projections, we're down about $200,000, which is what we need to raise between now and the end of September. You know, if we can knock it all out of the park in this one-day drive, wow, wouldn't that be great? If we have to come back in September and make more appeals, then we'll certainly do that as well.
Well, taking a step back, earlier in your career, you were a reporter. You spent time in Jerusalem and in Moscow. And I wonder if what we're living through now, a global pandemic, an economic crisis, protests around racial injustice, does that remind you of anything that you've covered before?
I was telling someone just the other day that this is the strangest year of my professional life. I think that, you know, there are obvious comparisons between what we've gone through this year and 9/11 in terms of sort of the communal trauma of it all and what we're all experiencing. But this is unique and affects just so sort of every aspect of our lives. I don't think it's comparable to anything. I am old enough, Andrew, to remember 1968. I was a child then, but I remember it. And so many parallels have been drawn between that tumultuous year and this tumultuous year. I think there are similarities, but I don't think we've ever seen anything like 2020, and I'm not sure we ever want to see anything like 2020 again.
And 2020 is only halfway over.
Yeah, please don't remind me.
Chuck Holmes is WBHM's executive director. Chuck, thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.